Lord's been giving me this message ever since Tuesday. And I don't think there hasn't a day gone by that I haven't wept over. So if I break out and crying during the message tonight, try not to pay attention to me. But God will touch me on this message.
Thank you.
Speak the word, Lord, for my ears long to hear you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. started singing that song yesterday coming back out of Columbus, Brother Tommy.
Hallelujah.
I was running up to Columbus, and on the way back, that song come to me, and I began to sing. I already had the message rolling over in my mind over and over, and I didn't feel like tears were rolling down my cheek, and my eyes were getting hot. I could feel that touch coming on. And I pulled over into the rest area, Brother JR, and took a break. And when I did, I brought up my phone and looked that song up on YouTube and listened to it and just sat there and wept. Hallelujah. Just sat there and wept. Speak to me, Lord.
Speak
to me, Lord. Hallelujah. My ears long to hear you. Speak to me, Lord, and my heart, it aches to know. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother Jason called me Tuesday and asked me, he said, could you preach for me? He said, I gotta be out of town. I said, yeah, I'll do what I can. And I always try to want to help. And all. And I said, I'll just pray about it and see what the Lord gives me. So Tuesday, Brother Charlie, I had another run to Columbus, or just on the other side. I think it might have been London, but anyway, it was up in the Columbus area. And on the way, Brother Tommy, I was going by this, and there was snow everywhere. The roads was in pretty good shape. They had got the roads in good shape, and there was snow everywhere. And I come up on this field, and I looked over in the field, and it was blanket in the sparkling white. And you can see the little weeds, brown weeds, sticking up here and there in this field, and little bush, brown bushes just sticking up.
Come on.
And immediately, do you believe that there's a lot of there's things, our five senses, you know, our senses can trigger memory.
Yeah.
Things that we see, things that we touch,
right.
Things that we smell, things that we taste,
yeah.
Things that we hear triggers memories.
Yeah, yes.
And immediately my mind went back and I began to see me and my dad and my brother walking through that field as a little boy.
Yeah.
He was taking us hunting.
Jesus.
He was taking us rabbit hunting, and I could see that. And tears filled my eyes, and I had this longing in my heart.
Yes.
Of wanting to see that, wanting to do that all over again.
Yeah.
Wishing that I was back 75 and 7 years old again.
Yeah.
Yes. My heart began to get full.
Thank you.
My eyes filled with tears. As that memory come to me, the Lord spoke to me. He said, a longing heart.
A longing heart.
A longing heart. Do you remember the scripture, Brother Tommy? Did you read it or quote it a while ago? You read it. For my verse I'm going to start with is Psalms 107:9. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Brother Tommy, he was right on it.
I didn't know.
Praise God. He was right on it, buddy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But remembering that, I was thinking, there was a man in my mind. I've never thought about this in years and years. And there's a man, a couple of men that my dad had worked with. And there was a man that was with us that day by the name of Bob Craig. And it never dawned on me until this week that that man, he was a Christian man. My dad hung out with some Christian guys that he worked with, and he wasn't even saved at that time.
Yeah.
But he was keeping pretty good company. I believe God had it planned all along.
Yes.
I really do, Brother Chuck. I believe God had that plan all along.
Yeah.
But I remember Bob being out there with us. And why I thought about that, I don't know. God brought it back to my memory. You know, it's like, who was it a while ago? I said, Brother JR, or somebody's talking about, it's who you're hanging out with, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about his neighborhood, how one leads to another. It's who we hang out with.
You're right.
Amen. Oh. And God, I believe God had that plan, Brother JR.
Yeah.
Because I thought about that this way. I thought, that man was a Christian. I remember that. And then Grant, the one that led me to the Lord, pastor of Little Free Will Baptist Church,
yeah,
worked with Dad. And I remember him coming by to pick me up for church. I was the only one that wanted to go at first.
Yeah.
But Dad never went, Mom never went, but they never stopped us from going.
Yeah.
And Dad said, he said, I'll ask my boys and see if they want to go. And Brother Tommy, I was the only one that wanted to go.
So Grant come by and pick me up, and that's when it all began.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
That's when it all began. God had it in plan. God had it in motion. God had it all worked out, what he was wanting to do.
Praise
God. And it started out with this little clubfoot boy, amen, that got saved. And then mama got saved. And then daddy got saved. The rest of them got in.
Yeah.
And that's how it began. Praise God. And I thought about that this whole week. But I longed for those days. I'm telling you, I longed for those days that it filled my heart of thinking back. Memories.
Memories, Lord.
Memories. And I thought about the ones here that has lost loved ones, and they've got the memories.
Yeah.
And that memory, Brother Tommy, of you and your daddy. And your
mom, sir.
That memory creates a strong longing in your heart. Yep. Has it not?
Yes, it has.
Sister Kathy, losing your daddy, has it not created such a long... The memories of daddy.
Yes.
Doesn't it create such a longing in your heart?
Yes.
And make it long. And you remember back of how daddy used to take his little girls to church.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking about the different ones that lost a loved one, and those memories, Brother Tommy, create such a longing in the hearts.
Oh yeah,
it has me. When mom was the first one that passed away, it created a longing.
Yeah.
A greater longing.
Sure
does. To make it to heaven.
Yeah.
And then dad passed away, and it created such a longing.
Right.
Such a longing. It's going down through there, Brother Tommy. And I can remember I'd slip in big old rubber boots on over that big brace I had to wear all the time. And that would hit bundle us up. And I could see us as we walked through that field, Brother Tommy. I was on one side and Kurt was on the other side. And he'd say, "Boys, get over there and kick in bushes." And he said, "Run them this way." And we'd probably go home with two or three rabbits. Praise God. But it was great times.
Yeah.
It was great times. I remember them times.
Yes,
and it creates a longing in my heart, a greater longing, because everybody has a longing in their heart.
Yeah.
Every single person. You have a longing.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yes.
In your heart. A longing. An earnest desiring. Having a craving. Having a strong wish or desire. A strong yearning in your heart.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. My heart began to long for those days.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
David wrote, there was a time that David, all through Psalms, you'll read where David longed for the Lord. He said, "My soul longeth for the courts, amen, of you, Lord." And over in his house, he longed for the house of God.
Right. Yeah.
He longed for those. He had strength, a strong desire, a great desire, yearning to be in God's house.
Right. Yes, Lord.
He had such a yearning. You know, it started years ago back in the garden to have his strong desire, to have this longing in man's heart.
Yeah.
And God had to kick man out of the garden. Sin came in.
Right.
And man went out.
Yeah.
God had to kick man out of the garden. Had to place him out of the garden.
Oh, yeah.
And God put four angels about the garden. The entrance. Cherubims with flaming swords.
Yeah, he did.
Nothing was coming back in there. I honestly believe there wasn't even no animals allowed in there anymore. Man wasn't allowed there. And I can believe that Adam and Eve stood afar off.
Yeah.
Desiring and yearning once again to have that communion with God. Because sin came in and broke the communion. Amen. With God, and they felt so alone, so outcast because of sin.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
And they probably stood back and watched the weeds take over the garden.
You're right.
They had to. They was put out.
Yep.
Sin caused it.
Right.
The burden of that sin was upon them, and it created a longing in their heart to be there once again, to walk with God once again, to hear His touch, to hear His voice, to feel His touch. Once again, they longed for that. They stood back and watched the weeds take over that garden as it grew up, and it closed over.
Holy
God. And that longing desire in their heart to be with God once again. To have their Creator come down and literally walk side by side with them.
Right.
To literally talk with them. To hold their hand. To walk through the garden.
Yeah.
Abe had a longing.
Yeah.
That's where it started. Man's got a longing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Man's got a longing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
We read, like I said, we read a lot about David in the Bible. It was one time. David had a lot of trouble at times.
Yes, he did.
But he still had a longing for God.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Whether it was from the enemy or whether it because of his sin, David carried a burden.
Right.
In Psalms 38, David wrote, starting in verse 9 and 10, he said, Lord, all of my... David was saying this because of the burden of his sin.
Yeah.
Because the weight of his sin was upon him.
Come on.
And he wrote, said, Lord, all of my desires before thee.
Before thee.
And my groaning is not hid from thee. He said, Lord, I have prayed, and sometimes I get down and pray, and all I can do is groan and moan in your presence. I don't even know what to say, Lord. I'm so ashamed of what I've done and the things that I've done. Lord, all I can do is groan. But he said, you understand that groaning. You know what that moaning's all about, and you know what the groaning is.
Holy.
He said, my groaning's not hid from you, Lord.
Yeah.
My heart panteth. My strength faileth me. Lord, sometimes I'm weak. I get weak, Lord.
Yes.
But my heart panteth after you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It desires after you, God.
Holy.
Yeah.
And as for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. Lord, I can't see the good things around me anymore.
Lord.
Things has cluttered my mind so bad.
Yeah.
The situation in my life has got so bad.
Yeah.
The sickness in my life has got so bad. Things, Lord, is blinding my sight and blinding my eyes. But I still have a desire for you, God. I still have that longing, God. No matter what the situation is. No matter even if my family's wanting to go the other way. Maybe they're not wanting to serve you, Lord. But my desire is for you.
Thank you, Lord.
My longing, Lord, is for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I thought about Chester this week. Bless his heart. I had a burden for him. I began to pray for him. If that boy would only get to the altar and pray, and I don't mean just 2 minutes and get up and leave, but if he would pray and pour his heart out to God, God would meet him and deliver that man.
Yeah.
Holy.
I was hoping he'd be here tonight. So I can tell him that right to his face.
Yes.
I've had a burden for him.
Jesus.
He's bound by something. You know what? He's got that longing.
Yeah.
He once tasted of the goods.
Yeah.
He knew what it was like to be touched by God. He knew what it was like to feel the presence of God. But now he's got a void. He's got a longing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Holy.
And Satan has filled the longing with things of this world. Every man, every woman has a longing to be filled.
You're right. Yes.
Has a longing for someone to care about them.
Yeah.
They have a longing for someone to show them that they love them.
That's right.
And the world offers them a lot of different things.
Yeah.
To feel that longing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And God, instead, they try to fill it with worldly pleasures.
Yeah.
Like drink. Alcohol, drugs, sex, entertainment, work, sports, and on and on.
On and on.
They try their best to fill that longing with the things of the world.
Right.
And you know what? All it does is leave you empty.
Yes.
All it does is leave you still having that desire for God.
Right.
Still needing that longing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
For the Lord.
Oh God.
You know what? David also wrote in Psalms 51 and 17. He said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
That's right.
A contrite heart. Feeling or expressing remorse and penitence, affected by guilt, humbled. Deeply affected with grief and sorrow for having offended God.
Yes.
That's what David was saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you offended God before in life? I have.
Yep, Jesus.
I have. I've fallen.
Oh, yeah.
I've made my mistakes before God.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? The enemy would have done nothing better but just to keep me down under his heel.
Right.
And he tried his best to. He tried his best to, but you know what? I had a longing.
Yeah.
Oh. I had a longing in my heart. And I had a longing in my soul, amen, that I wasn't about to stay there any longer. Because I knew that the God in heaven, amen, the God that sits on the throne, amen, would be able to forgive me and pick me up and help me to go on.
You're right.
Yes. I had that longing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he fills the longing soul.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. He fills the longing soul.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you a story. Before I do, though, I'm going to read some more scripture here, what David wrote. David wrote in Psalms 143. He says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, and those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate." And then he writes in the fifth verse, he opens it up and says, "I remember the days of old."
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
When all this was coming against him, Brother Tommy, he said, "I remembered the days of old." Lord, I remembered, amen, when you sent Moses to go before Pharaoh.
Yeah.
I remember, Lord, the stories, amen, that they told, Lord, of how you delivered us out of the hand of Pharaoh, how you sent the plagues upon them, how you delivered us through the Red Sea. I remembered those days, God. I remembered when I was up against the giant. And he stood so tall. And I ran down to him and met him head on. And I remember you delivered us. You delivered that giant into my hand. I remember when the bear and the lion proceeded into the flock and you delivered them into my hand. I remember those days. David said, "I remember." And I remembered this week, Brother Tommy. Some things that I had forgotten. And God brought back to my memory that created a longing in me.
Thank you, Lord.
Church, we need to remember the things that God did for us. Amen. Times that when he's healed our bodies before. Lord, I'm suffering some sickness right now, but I remember when. I remember when. Amen. Lord, you touched me. I remember when I had surgery on my shoulder and my knee. I remember those days, Lord, that you helped me and you touched me. David said, "I remember the days of old."
Yes,
Lord. "I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands."
Yes.
He's saying, "I look at the hillside, God, and I see your works." I remembered all that. I remembered how tall the pine trees were. I remembered, Lord, how seeing the cedars, Lord, how tall they stood. I remembered the vast ocean, God, of how mighty it was and how the waves would crash into the seashore. I remember seeing the grass green. I remember seeing the snow blanket the grass and how beautiful the pure white. I remember these things. I remember your works, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
"I stretch forth my hands unto thee." David said, "I stretch forth my hands," both of them.
Right.
Yes, plural. Both of them. Hands.
Yes.
He said, "I stretch them unto."
Yes.
Jesus.
"My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land."
What a longing.
What a longing. What a longing. Everything that the adversary that he faced, from the burdens of his sin and the consequences of his sin to when the enemy, amen, that he fought.
Right.
He remembered it all.
Yes, sir.
He still stood and had that longing in his heart.
Yes.
"Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth."
Yeah.
"Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit."
Yeah.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God.
Yeah.
Thy spirit is good.
Yeah.
Lead me into the land of uprightness.
Yeah.
Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteous sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All the things
that
David went through, he remembered.
Yes.
And it created such a longing.
Yeah.
Such a longing in his heart and in his soul.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, I want it back. He just said, I want it back. Long for it.
Isaiah 26, and my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn of righteousness.
Yeah.
In Jeremiah 29, he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Right.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
That's powerful. That's what God said he'd do.
Yeah.
If we sought him.
Thank you, Lord.
With all of our heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That longing.
Oh, hallelujah.
That great desire.
Yes, Lord.
That's in man. God. A couple more stories and I'm going to close. And I felt compelled, and this is another memory I had forgotten, but God has brought back to me this week. And I've never even told Joe this. But a long time ago, Josh was probably 5-6 years old somewhere, and he was probably about 88, 89. When things was getting pretty rough for us as far as work goes. Corbin's was closing down. They didn't give the notice. I wasn't getting much work. I was a couple days of work at the most, and I took on other part-time jobs to help fill the gap.
Yeah.
But it wasn't cutting it. Honestly, it wasn't cutting it. But also, I wasn't really right with the Lord. I wasn't close enough like I had once been with God at the time. And my brother calls me. Curtin, he says, hey. He said, you still looking for work? I said, yeah, I am. He said, I can get you on up here where I work. And I said, great. That's good. Because all I thought about, I had to make a living for the family.
Yeah.
And I talked to Joe about it. She said, well, she really didn't want to, but she agreed that we move up north. And then after I done put my notice in and everything, she backed out. I don't mean to embarrass you, baby. This is something that God has put on my heart.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we wasn't as close to God as we once was when we first started at that time. And she backed out. And it was too late. I had been putting my notice in. Wasn't really getting to work here anyhow. And things wasn't looking too good for us around here as far as trying to get a decent job.
Well.
And I had already been to trucking school. So my brother called and he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, okay, yeah. So we put everything in motion. And I told her, I said, I ain't got no other choice. I got to go. I got to go get some work. I've already put my notice in. They're not going to give me my job back. They didn't say that. And I had 7 years in there. I run a hydraulic cutting press, Brother Charlie. work got really, really slow in the textile business. But I got to Indiana. I got up here, and they put me right to work. As soon as I went in, they went on my brother's word. In fact, they wanted me to just go ahead and work and do the paperwork later. That's how bad they was wanting work. And the whole area up here at the time was ate up with jobs. I mean, it was one of the most productive cities in America, but in 08 when it took the hit, they were also the hardest hit in America. I mean, there was jobs everywhere. I remember as a teenager growing up here, you'd go from one job to the next, just jump. I mean, that's there was just how many jobs there was.
Sure.
And I did that a few times. With work, of course, I was just a teenager at the time, but anyhow, I got up there and I got to work. And I thought, you know, I got to do a good job. My brother, you know, he put in a word for me. I got to make sure I do a good job. And I worked, Brother Charlie, I worked hard. And they found out that I could drive, that I had a CDL. And it was just, I just had one, not just before, I guess I got up there. And he said, hey, he said, we're going to have a route. We need somebody to help fill in on this route once in a while. And I worked with cherry pickers and everything. It was called Coast RV. We filled orders for RVs. People that ordered, I mean, it was booming. And he said, well, we need somebody to drive a route for us. He goes down to St. Louis, Missouri and back. You know, you're out a couple times a week. And I said, well, okay, I'll do it. I figured, hey, my family ain't with me, so I might as well. So I went ahead and did it. And I started doing that. But here's the thing. I can't remember how long I was up there. Do you remember? I can't remember. But it was several weeks. Might have been even a month or so. I don't know. But I got up there. And it wasn't probably 2 weeks after being up there. I started having this longing in my heart.
Come on now.
For my family.
Right.
I was missing them. I was with my family that I grew up, that raised me, mom and dad, my brothers and sisters. And me and my brother, and it was great going to work every day with my brother. And I was just, I tried to let on like I was enjoying it.
Right.
But I was miserable. I got to tell you, I was miserable.
Oh, no.
I was missing my wife and my family.
Yeah.
Of course, he was probably thinking, I got the better of the two worlds. He sends a check every week, and he's gone too. There he's gone.
Praise the Lord.
And I was like, but I never told her this. I would lay in bed at night and cry. Because I missed him.
Yeah.
Josh wasn't, but maybe 5 or 6 years old. And I lay there, tears would run down. And I try to sleep. But I had this longing in my heart to be home.
Yeah.
The money was good. The job was good.
Yeah.
It was all pretty good. Except I had a longing in my heart to be with my wife and son.
Yeah.
And a few more weeks went on by. And I got to the point so strong and such a longing and a desire.
Yeah.
I told my brother, I said, Kurt, I can't do this anymore. And he said, what's wrong? I said, I miss my family.
Yeah.
I miss the ones that God put me with.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, is this job really worth it? Is it really worth it?
Come on, Tom.
And I said within myself, after so long and it got so hard and cried so many nights, I said within myself, I'm done. I'm going back home.
Yeah.
I can't stand it anymore. I went into my boss and I said, look, this is a week's notice. I'm quitting. He said, you're quitting? And he begged me to stay. And I said, I can't. I got to go home. I got to be home.
Yeah.
I had such a longing in my heart.
Yeah.
And that desire to be with my family.
Right.
Everything else didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what? When we get to a point in life that our longing and our desires becomes greater than that thing that's holding us down, that's binding us, when that becomes so much greater, amen, you'll walk away from it. You'll turn away from it. You'll get away from it. Yeah. You'll leave it behind. You won't touch it anymore until you feel that longing that's in your heart. Just like the prodigal son, he got tired of where he was. He was longing for Father's house. He said, I'm leaving it behind. I'm getting away from it. I'm going back to my Father's house.
Yeah.
I have such a longing that I can't stand it anymore.
Right.
This pig pen ain't worth it anymore. This world ain't worth it anymore. The things of this life ain't worth it anymore. I'm going back. Amen. My longing is taking me back home.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And you know, the devil, the enemy, taunted my mind. All along, I was up there. You know what he's saying? I never told her this. You just now finding out. You know what he's saying? She don't love you anymore. Man, if she loved you, she'd be up here with you. And then here goes my mind.
Yeah.
Ah, tearing my heart, carrying my mind. And every night I lay there and cry.
Yeah.
And I say, God, I need you. I need your help.
Yeah.
And the enemy would taunt me. And he would say, if she really loved you, mister, she'd be right here with you. The only thing I could say is, thank God she's stubborn.
It worked out.
It worked out. All things work together for good.
Yeah. Look where you are now.
To them that love the Lord, which are called according to his purpose, even though I wasn't really living as where I should have been. But my desire was there. My heart was there. My longing was there. And when that became stronger than that job, Brother Tommy, when that became stronger than that job, I turned around and left it behind. I packed up my bag and threw it in the car and off I went.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't have a job to come back to. Didn't have nothing to come back to except my family.
Jesus. Jesus.
But then God opened one up. He opened one up. I had a job at the milk company. That's when we started going to the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shortly after that.
Where we met you.
We begin to put God first in our life.
Yeah.
Again. Get closer to God.
Yeah.
And God blessed and God moved. And I can honestly say, right now, Brother Charlie, it's one of the job I got, even though it's aggravating at times, but still one of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
It is. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Lord.
It's one of the best ones I've ever had because we've been putting God first. Because my longing and my desire has been for God.
Praise
and He has met our needs.
Praise
He
God.
Has made a way for us. Amen. When there seemed to be no way, He was always there.
Right.
But if I can just remember those days, amen, that God moved and God touched. When we say, Lord, I got a bill due, or Lord, this is due, and that's done, you begin to remember what God has done for you before.
Right.
And that memory creates a longing.
Yes.
And when that heart, like David said, when seeks Him, when your heart seeks Him full force, then He said He'd answer.
That's right.
Yes.
He would answer.
Yes. Yes.
The longing in my heart.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The prodigal son left it all behind.
Yes. Right.
Why can't God's children leave it all behind?
Right.
Why? Because we're losing our longing. Our desire, our great desire. That's what it means, a great desire. Our craving for God's house.
Yeah.
Look at the seats. Now granted, there's some out because of sickness. But there should be more here.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
We're losing. God's people's losing their desires. God's people's losing that longing.
True.
And then you know what? They're going to feel it.
Yep.
They're going to feel that longing one day.
That's right.
And they're going to catch themselves weak.
Yes.
And the devil's going to offer them something to feel that longing. And they're going to snatch it right up.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to keep them out of the house of God.
Yes.
See, how do you know? Because I've been there.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I've been there.
Mom.
Yes.
Can we get some song, Sister Mary? I'm closing here. But that was my thought for this week. God has kept my heart just squeezed this whole week. And I had forgotten all about going to work in Indiana there and how it felt and how I felt. And God opened all that back up to me. And I remembered. I remembered that I had such a longing in my heart.
Yes,
to be back home.
Yes,
I left it all.
Yeah.
It was a good job, Brother Tommy. It paid really good. But at that time, in 88 and 89, that was a good paying job I had. Made pretty good. But it wasn't worth it.
Thank you, Lord.
It wasn't worth the longing that I had in my heart and that craving I had to be back home with my wife and son.
Thank you, Lord.
And had I not come back home, I probably wouldn't be standing here today.
True.
It's true.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, we may not even be buried if I listen to the enemy. If I'd listened to the enemy at that time, we may not even be married by now.
Well.
But that longing got so heavy.
Yeah.
So hard to deal with. I said, it's not worth it. And I packed my bags and came back home.
Thank you.
And God made a way ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since, God has made a way for us.
Not even
yet.
So God is so good to us. He gives us all.
Peace.
It's all standing.
Come on. Come on.
Let's all come around the altar, amen. Let's ask God, Lord, keep it longing in my heart for your house, for your word, for your work. Lord, that nothing else feels that longing but you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.